Hello, is Jonah there?
Yes.
Have you seen my Thatch?
No.
Wait, what did you call me?
Thatch. Have you seen my Thatch?
It sounds, you know,
my
so dirty.
Sweet,
my sounds sweet, dirty.
Beautiful Thatch.
And sounds he's dirty? Just repeating it.
Mm. Show me that Thatch.
Okay. We don't need the...
You know what I mean? Show me that...
I'm going to have to put the E on this episode.
Well, listen.
Like I did for the last one, because life. I wasn't going to bleep out... I didn't bleep out all of the things last time.
Did I say naughty words?
We both said naughty words.
Well, that's... We're bad people.
It was the first one back. It's fine.
Yeah, exactly. We got to get all that stuff out of our system. You know what I mean? We got to drain the lizard, as they say.
Is that what they say?
Yeah.
I would not have known.
That is what they... Well, that's how you doing on this beautiful Sunday afternoon for me, evening for you. How?
I am doing splendid. I am here. I'm alive. I am talking to you, Moose. And that's pretty much where I'm at. How are you?
You know, could be better, could be worse. Kind of in the middle, you know? Some people say so-so, you know?
But, all right, well, thank you for
enjoying
that.
My new
party pooper.
Well, listen, you know, I'm quite enjoying my new gym routine, though. I go to the gym at 10 a.m. now. I try to be there by 10 a.m. Usually the
you
the
do, and you're 9:30. Serious about it. You're just like, I can't do anything at noon anymore because I'm in gym.
Yeah. Yep.
And I'm like, okay, all right, cool.
And do so, you know.
Getting all swole.
Well, I just want to, like, I think it'd be fun to not be able to fit through doors.
We're gonna have to change your name to Swole Canadian Plays.
I want to, you know, this is a fun topic. I know we didn't include it in our notes, but I think the whole, as we come back to urban theories, we kind of just like vibe with each other. You know what I mean? We got notes on where we can take things, but, I think the fun part about podcasts is just letting it vibe. You know what I mean? Let the conversation flow.
The vibes are here.
You've done name changes before, eh? I've been tempted to. I just
have
don't
no
like
idea
the,
what you're talking about.
Well, I don't like. Like what made you? I guess let's start here. So I want to. This is conversation one today. I know we had something else planned, but you know. Listen. It is what it is.
Slap me across the face with it.
What made you change your name, and how did you find a new name, if that makes sense? And I guess I should like preface it, like, why am I asking this question, right? I don't want to change my name completely. I hate the place. I don't know why I changed to that. I don't know if I could go back in time, but they say that hindsight's only 2020, you know? So here we are.
Oh, Moose. You're going to change your name again, again.
Jonah! I could say that. Well, Jonah, here's the thing. Thank God you never changed your name, eh, Jonah?
Listen.
But no,
I only,
no, it's, you know.
Since I started streaming, I have changed my name once.
Yeah, and it was a
one
deal.
Single time. I changed it a few times before that.
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't as big of a deal as, like, good Canadian family man changing their name to MJSJ. I'll never forgive them for that. But, you know,
I'm sure Jay would appreciate that shout out.
Well, the thing is, we had the same colored name in Twitch chat. And so, yeah. But, yes, but the thing is, we do, yeah. But the thing is, it said Canadian in it. So if we arrived into Yed's channel at the same time, Yed would get thrown and would assume we're the same person. I miss those moments, you know? But what made you change your name, and why? Why'd you do it? What made you change it? And I guess how did you come up with a new one? Like, did you change your name because you're like, oh, this name's better, and you kind of found it? Because I know that there's some creatives I've talked to who are like, yeah, they want to change their name. that one in particular. Yeah. And I, just because she found a cool name. Yeah.
Yes, I changed it for a very specific reason. So I think the first name that I had on Twitch was Gamer, spelled G-A-Y-E-M-R.
Ah, okay, yeah.
That was me.
Hell yeah.
But then I decided that I didn't want that to be the first thing that people knew about me. Like, people are not walking around saying, oh my God, I'm straighter. You know, like, it's,
yeah,
maybe some people are. But I was like, okay. I was like, well, I'm going to change that. I never had any problems, as far as I know, with the name.
Right,
at least not directed directly towards me. And so then I believe there was another name, and then it was Jonah D.
Right.
And then the reason why that I didn't keep it that name was because it had too many underscores in it.
Oh, it did have a few. Yeah.
I think it had like two or three. And
yeah, Jonah underscore. Right. Yeah, I think it was two.
I mean, if I could just have Jonah, then obviously I would just go with Jonah.
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely.
I swear when I searched for Jonah, just straight up Jonah, I didn't find anyone with that name. But you couldn't change your name to it. So I was like, they're holding on to this name for some reason. So I was like, let me figure out a couple of things. And basically, I wanted it to be short. I didn't want it to be long. Mm-hmm. I didn't want it to have underscores. And I wanted it to be all lowercase. And I just wanted it to feel like, you know, me. It's even like... And when I was changing it, I had been streaming for like, I think I went live like a few times. I hadn't been streaming a whole lot.
Okay,
right?
Yeah. Absolutely.
It was very early in streaming, maybe no more than like a month or two into streaming, maybe 3 months. I don't know. It was around there. I think it was around the time that I got affiliate, probably, is when I decided to change it.
Okay.
And then I was like, I need something that's just, you know, catchier. And so then I landed on The Jonah. I believe The Jonah was available, but it wasn't available everywhere, and The Jonah was available in most places, either with just an underscore at the end or no underscore.
Right.
And I was like, okay, that works. Is it my first choice? No. But, you know, there always could be a perfect name that I could probably change it to, or like a better name at the time. But people know me by that name now, and I don't want to change it. And if I were to change it to anything, it would be just Jonah, or with the taken off.
Right. Okay.
But now if you search for Jonah, there is someone who has that name, who does actively stream, and they are partnered, and they have like 20,000 followers. And I'm just like, freak.
God damn.
So I will never be able to have the name Jonah.
That it's gone.
It's gone.
It's gone.
It is gone.
What if you just do Jonah with a zero though instead of an O?
No, because if there is already a Jonah that has a large following and regularly streams, I don't want to have a name. If I ever got to be that big, right? Which is not going to happen. But if I ever got to be that big, I would never want to have a name that's close to, like, it would have been, okay, well, it has to be, like, different now in some way. So
Right. No, I got you. Heard.
So The Jonah, I guess, is different enough, because how many different names are you going to have?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. No, I love it, especially the way it's spelled, too. I think the name's...
Yeah, it has like visually, it has like a good balance when it's lowercase. And I don't know. That's just the way it is. So if you are going to change your name again, I would suggest going with something shorter if you can, but then you'd have to make sure that it's available everywhere.
100%. Which can
and,
be
At this point, the only reason why that I'd want to change my name from The Jonah is because it is not available on Reddit, because I created an account
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then deleted right. it.
Yeah.
And now I regret it. And that name will never be available on Reddit ever again.
Goddamn.
So there you go.
Tonight, during dinner, I'm going to pour one out in honor of you, okay?
Have you bounced any ideas around?
No, none. Because everything I want is taken, man. If I did something, it would be drastic, and I worry that like it's just gonna kill everything. You know what I mean?
Oh, changing your logo can kill things. I mean,
oh but
people,
really?
But that's because people don't recognize. So there are people. There are visual people. So when you go live in the Twitch online thing, if they don't see your logo that they are familiar with, it can throw people off for a little bit.
Oh yeah.
They may say, "Who is that?" They may eventually click on it, and then they go, "Oh," and people will come back. Sometimes you lose people completely. When I changed my logo this last time, I actually lost a couple of people, and I was like, "Interesting." They didn't say Jonah were leaving. I noticed that they left from places, and I was like,
okay.
I was like, do you, boo?
That's crazy. What the hell?
I don't fault them. I just thought it was interesting. And so,
yeah, no, I gotcha. Yeah, for sure.
But anything you do as a content creator is gonna piss off somebody. So,
yeah, that's the thing, man. You can't make everybody happy, despite the fact that I can't overcome that. It is true.
You do have to pay attention to trends and make sure that something that you do doesn't completely tank your entire channel. But
absolutely,
if one or two people don't like something, I guess that's just the way it's going to have to be. Because the majority of the people either will like it or they literally just won't care.
Yep. Yeah. What? 100%. Exactly. I changed my logo once recently, and everybody hated it, and I got so many comments, and I was like, okay. Fuck.
Oh.
So I changed it back. I got too many comments where I was like, yeah, I disagree with you. And I was like, this is just not, fuck it. I'll change it back.
What was the response? We hate the new logo, or was it that we don't like the change, or we like the
old?
I'm
being
logo.
A little bit drastic with it, but because I was not happy. But they just said they're like, yeah, no, the visibility sucks. You should change it back. And I was like, okay, all right.
The visibility. Okay.
Some people came in just to tell me that and then didn't engage in conversation beyond just telling me that the new logo's visibility is trash. So that was cool.
Oh. I mean, helpful but rude. I get that.
So
the one thing that
I like the one that I have currently anyways, regardless.
Okay, well that's good.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I love it, honestly. I love it.
The one thing I would say for like logos and stuff. Just as like a general top tip, not just for you, but like for anyone else.
For sure.
Specifically.
Yeah.
Do your logo in black and white.
Oh.
Do you want to know why?
Well, it was black and white, Jonah.
Oh, okay. Do you want to know why you shouldn't do that?
Why?
Because the offline state of all logos on Twitch is black and white. So when you go live, unless you're looking at the follower side, it looks like you're offline.
Yep,
and it's bad for visibility.
Well, there you go. That's what everybody told me.
Oh, well, there you go. Sorry, I didn't mean to be one of those people.
No. I'm just saying, like, that's spot on. Yeah. I mean, and again, it's not like, oh, I have to change it back. No, it's like, I like the logo that I changed it back, so it wasn't like, shit, this sucks. You know what I mean? Like it's changing it back to something that I already vibe with. So it was like, it was a net positive overall. You know what I mean? Like a frustrating experience. Yeah, but that's content creation. You can't let that shit get you down. You know what I mean? And so
exactly.
Net positive overall, right? People get the logo. You know, people stop complaining about it. But I also kind of like the logo, so it's, you know, no harm, no foul, right?
Also, too, feedback is all about how it's delivered, right?
Not about 100% it is. Itself. Like, and because I 100% because the feedback I think would have been I don't know. I was fine with the feedback. I mean, that's why I changed it, right? If it was like, no, I completely disagree with you, we wouldn't change. But it's the fact that I do like, I probably didn't like the way that some of it was delivered, but I valued the feedback enough that I acted on it. You know what I mean? So.
Gotcha. Do you see, though, now how, like, that can be an issue for, like, when you're actually live and people are trying to
find 100%. You? Yeah, absolutely.
It, it's just like the... It's hard because you're trying to be different in a sea of, like, all these colors and different things. It's like, how do I stand out, right?
Yeah. Well, the biggest issue is that the logo I have currently was made... I know this is going to be controversial. I know, but it was made through the power of AI. And so because of that, I don't have the ability to run with it, if that makes sense. You know what I mean? I don't
have the ability
to adapt it to certain situations. Oh, you know what I mean?
I had to make a look.
I'm a naughty boy. I know.
I mean, I did that for a while, that logo that I had. But I knew when I created that logo, I was like, this is fine, but for that very reason that you just said, which is that you can't edit it. I mean, you could try, but really exactly. The moment when I tried to simply just remove the background from it, I was like, nope. I'm going to use this as inspiration, and I'm going to go back to making my own logo.
Right, heard.
Which is where the current one came from. And I swear to God, I'm not changing it again, people. Staying the way it is.
Well,
to be fair, the logo's always been the same, just the color and style and background has been different. Okay. Which is, I know, like a whole logo, that's the basis for a logo, but I'm just saying.
Edge, what are you saying?
I'm saying that.
What are you saying?
If you change your name again, I'm going to hurt you. But also, I'll understand.
I'm going to get hurt. I'm in danger.
I'm in danger.
Well, you know, and I don't know what it's just like. It's just the kind of the plays I want gone. I mean, if I was to go back in time, I would change it to something completely different. I like moose, but there's just too fucking many. Apologies to any of the moose that are listening, but there's just too many.
Oh, so you're thinking of going away from like moose.
Yeah, altogether. I think I thought about one day just doing something drastic and just completely changing and just being like, it is what it is, deal with it. You know what I mean? Because it's just like, you can't make anybody happy, everybody happy. But then the other issue is too that like, I like the Canadian and the moose part, but I just don't know how to get rid of the plays in an effective way. You know what I mean? Everything that I thought was effective is taken.
So you like moose, but you don't like plays.
Yeah.
How do you feel about the Canadian part?
Yeah. Take it or leave it. But I feel like when I've reached out for feedback, a lot of people have been like, oh, you need to keep the Canadian and moose because that's what you're known for. Because Brandon, if you change your name, it's going to kill you. And I'm just like, God, dude, why? Why can't I just do shit for me? You know what I mean?
I think it depends on the momentum behind the name in the first place. So, yeah. You have a pretty good momentum on Twitch, right? You're getting up to 3,000 followers.
Yeah, we passed that now. Yeah.
Oh, you passed it?
Yeah, which is pretty cool.
Where was I?
I asked myself the same question actually when it happened.
Sorry, I didn't mean to make it about me. I apologize.
No, because I asked myself that same question with a tear in my eye.
Okay.
So.
All right.
I was waiting for the right moment to tell you.
Congratulations on that, though. 3,000, that's good.
Thank you so much. Yeah, it's cool. It's pretty cool.
And you got almost 4,000 on the YouTubes.
Yeah, I took a break, so the momentum there is a little bit stalled. It's my own doing.
I personally think that you are in a place where if you are going to change the name and you're going to go away from Canadian Moose, you need to do an entire rebrand, and it's okay to do it at this stage in my unprofessional, unexperienced... What was that?
I said that just sounds like so much work, though. I just
want to. Yeah, it is a lot of work, Moose. That's what you got to do.
I agree with you. That's the thing. It's like I'm hearing what you're saying, and I'm like, not in my head. Hell yeah.
I know what you're thinking. You're like, but I just want to do it for me. And it's like, the name change is just simple, and it'll reflect me, and they're like, people just could just deal with it. I was like, yes, you're right. But there's also something else that you're trying to do here, right? And those two things, if you don't think about them at the same time, are going to at times run against each other. And then that leads to frustration and burnout. And then you feel like things are not going the way you wanted to go. And, you know, it doesn't mean that you can't do it any other way. It just means that you need to fully understand, like, you can't do it and then, a month later say, why this, why that, why isn't this happening the way that I want it to work, right? If that's the case. And then if it goes the other way and everything works out great. Then you can just celebrate the success and move on, right?
Yeah, absolutely agree.
So that doesn't necessarily mean that the success occurred from it, but I think that when you think of things in a more holistic way and then you say, okay, I'm going to do this right so that way, no matter the outcome, I can at least say, hey, I put in the work. I feel like that's, at the other end, a better feeling, whether it becomes good or not, if that makes sense.
Oh, yeah. No, 100%. Totally agree.
But anyway, I know you already know that. I guess my point is like, if you do go away from that, I would suggest a full rebrand.
That's what it would be.
I would suggest talking to KL about that, because she did a rebrand.
She did.
A little bit before she went mostly to YouTube. She's back on Twitch now, but you want some advice on that, she'd be a good person to reach out to and just say, like, hey, like, how did you do that? Because she didn't change her name, but she did a rebrand. But I'm like, well, if you're going to change from a Canadian Moose, then I feel like you kind of have to do a rebrand at the same time.
100%. 100%. Totally agree.
So, yeah. There you go. So you've heard it here first. Canadian Moose Plays is no longer Canadian Moose Plays.
Well, we'll see about that. Probably what'll happen is I won't figure out something and I'll just be like, just keep it.
It's just like, just keep it. It's easier that way. Exactly.
It's
a good logo, though. I see why that you use it.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, I like it. And again, I do have a version without the background, too. So, like, there is some versatility, but, you know, it'd be cool to be able to do more. But I'm not a graphic designer, you know? And it's expensive to live in Vancouver, so. If I can get shit for free, so be it, you know?
I was like, what does that have to do with living in Vancouver? But I see what you mean.
Yeah. More so like, you know, hiring and paying somebody to.
Yeah. A graphic designer in Vancouver is going to be like, I'm going to need a lot of money.
Yeah. So, you know.
Well, wait a minute. Why do they have to live in Vancouver?
No, but just in general, graphic design can be expensive. You know what I mean? It's not a cheap thing.
True. Oh, and it's not cheap to live in Vancouver. Yeah, I get that too.
Yeah, right. So like the cost of living here versus how much money I have to spend on certain things. Yeah.
Got it.
You know, that also makes sense. Yeah. But on the topic of Vancouver being expensive, Thatch, what's your thoughts?
That's a good segue.
That's why they call me segue. Moose the Segway Moose.
That's right, that's mooses. What your name should be.
Oh, God.
Mooseway.
All right, next question.
Can a moose seg?
Well, I set you up here perfectly, Jonah, and you ruined it. Jonah, how do you feel about how much it costs to breathe oxygen and exist in the current society?
Well, so the rent is still too damn high. I don't think that we're really surprised by that.
Yeah.
I must say, I feel like, at least as far as the rental market, it's
Yep.
Cooling off. I feel like it's cooling off a tad. That may not be.
Okay. Oh, nice. Yeah, oh. Totally agree.
So sure. I'm wrong with that. What are your feelings on that?
Hell nah. The rent is too damn high. It's pretty shit here. Not gonna lie, it's pretty expensive, and it shows no signs of cooling off. Yeah, it's
kind of my and you. You and Miss Moose are actively looking for another place, right?
Yeah, so, we want to get into the laneway market. That stuff's pretty cool, but looking and it's not going too well.
for the good viewers or listeners who are not in the Canadian housing market, can you explain what a laneway is?
So when you own property in Vancouver, right? So say that you own your home, right? The way that homes are designed in Vancouver is that a lot of homes don't have driveways. Now, of course, there's homes in Vancouver that have driveways, absolutely. But the majority surrounding downtown don't have driveways. And the reason being for that, sure, does dates back more to history than my own knowledge of it, but it's just kind of the way that it's designed out with alleyways. And so what you've got in the alleyway is a garage, right? And so that garage, it's where you drive through the alley, you park your vehicle in the garage. Now, there's on-street parking, right? Typically for guests if you're having over to your home, but other people maybe remove the garage and get a nice big yard in the backyard, right? And then, park on the street, right? And a lot of it's permit parking too, which is nice for the residents that live there, because what it means is that if you don't have a permit from, let's say, the 100 block of Main Street, you cannot park there, right? And so therefore you are pretty much guaranteed that, like, I don't have to park at the garage in my backyard. I can just park here. And this ties in, because what happens now is the garage is a piece of your property. And so you can legally do whatever you want with that because you own the property. So you could turn that garage into another miniature home. Think of like tiny homes, right? That kind of movement. They're a little bit bigger than most tiny homes. And so what people turn them into are these things called laneway homes. So they're usually a two-story building that is a smaller home. And then they rent that out as a second source of income for them. And then they park on the street. You park in the back at the home, and everybody's happy. Yeah, and they just pay rent for it. So yeah, that's what
it sounds like. A really neat idea.
I think it's cool. I think it's a great way to address the issues with housing. If the government's not going to do it, they'll do it their way, and you essentially get a two-story, yes, a mini home. I know it's not a big mansion home or a brick McMansion, but it is a two-story property where you don't have neighbors, right? Like you would an apartment, right? And a lot of people, that entices them. And the prices are decent by Vancouver standards. They're not great, and it's not a foolproof answer to, housing issues, but it is an option that is affordable and kind of out there. It's like more affordable than, downtown. So it's something.
They kind of seem like a home run for like the issues that are happening right now.
I think it's a great idea.
Affordability. Honestly. Why is it that they are affordable to begin with? Because it seems
I think it's because of the size more so, because they're significantly smaller than a regular home. But they're not crazy, right? I'm not talking drastic numbers here.
They're not a tiny home though. They're just what some people probably would have called in the 40s a home.
potentially. And well, so the thing is though, they are not crazy affordable, right? I'm not talking a drastic. Okay. I'm talking like $300 to $400, right? We're not talking massive.
$300 to $400 a month is a lot of money. It could be the difference between somebody being able to get one and staying at home.
For sure. But when the number that you're comparing it to is already so drastically high, difference doesn't make up for what their income is, if that makes sense, right?
Okay.
So if your income is minimum wage, but the cost of living is two times that, if you remove one, you still don't make, you still don't make enough to afford it, right? Or if you can afford it, it's that and nothing else. And so then what are you going to do about groceries and stuff like that, right? Which is a whole other topic, because Jesus Christ, groceries are insane.
Oh God, we could have a whole podcast on grocery prices.
Yeah. My last note on that: I don't do groceries anymore. It's literally cheaper in the city of Vancouver to do HelloFresh. So I don't.
Are you serious?
Yeah, it's literally cheaper, 100%. So we just do HelloFresh. Granted, there's search up YouTube, go to a channel, tell me if they have a HelloFresh sponsor, do that, get the discount. Like, there's ways around it, right? So we do it all the time. We just go to a YouTube channel.
I see what you're saying.
HelloFresh, plug that in, boom, done. But
I see what you're saying.
Without a coupon code, it's still cheaper, which is like crazy. It's there's places I know there'd be people yelling like, "No, I go here and the groceries are a good price." It's like, yeah. Yeah, add everything up and then tell me that it's still a good price when you hit the checkout. It's like, no, check out this deal on this. It's like, yeah, that's one item. Get 30 items, check out, and tell me the cost. And then we'll see, you know?
So does because of the type of housing that a laneway house is, right? Which is that it's, I guess the closest thing that we would have in this country would be a garage apartment, we would call it. Which is kind of set up in the same way where you have a garage and then on top of the garage there probably is like an apartment that someone built and then they rent that out. I don't know. I mean, there are parts of this country that do have alleyways, is what we would call them, not laneways. But I think a lot of them are really mainly used for garages. And because of that, right, like where they're located on the lot like that, isn't that limiting where you can find those homes in Vancouver?
Absolutely, because it is 100%.
Yeah, because you're not going to find that in downtown, right? Because it's just exactly set up that way.
100%.
And you're probably not going to find that in the suburbs because of NIMBYs. Exactly.
Yep. Absolutely.
So then, are spot the areas... on, Joe. I'm channeling here. I'm just like, this sounds great, but also I can see how people would hate it. So with that being said,
yeah,
that limits where they can be.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like that the pricing would be higher, because I feel like that'd be more desirable, because it's sort of like a middle ground of like, you don't have to buy a whole home, but you don't have to rent an apartment that's surrounded by, you know, 8 other people who may or may not like you and your activities, et cetera, et cetera. Right?
Absolutely. Yeah.
So, is there limited inventory of those in that area?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, there's not an insane amount of them, but there's enough that, like, when you go and check listings, there's, let's say, 5 to 6 available options.
Oh, okay. So, that's, you know, it is quite limited.
yeah, for sure.
And, that's very interesting. I like the idea. I really do. In fact,
I do too.
I had been thinking more and more lately about, like, yeah, I don't want a tiny home, but what if
I like, you know, the minimalistic like style of
it. Like a one bedroom home. Like a one bedroom home, or, you know, maybe a two bedroom home, but then it's kind of stretching it. No garage, no nothing, you know, maybe not even a dining room. It's like, you know, a living area with a kitchen and a full bath and a bedroom, and then maybe like another room that you could have for like, you know, either guest or office or both, kind of a thing. Yep.
100%.
Right? Like just something that's just like, this is all we need. We don't have any kids.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, we're not trying to go crazy here. We don't feel like we need to impress people, you know, with our lavishness and stuff. But I don't want a tiny home. And I don't want to rent out a bedroom and share it with like 14 other people.
Yep. Not literally same. That... I don't like sharing with people.
I don't like sharing my living space with people. That's why I get so irritated when...
No, thank you.
I do everything in my power to not bother other people, but then they bother me constantly.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah, 100%.
It feels like... 100%. It's like, this is a very one-sided relationship, and they're like, this is a relationship, and I'm like, shut up! It is when you live with other people, damn it.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah.
I mean,
so yeah.
I also feel like it's a really good solution for all of us millennials and maybe even some Zoomers and so on and so forth, Xennials, who spent their childhood growing up in a single family home, living the lifestyle of being in a completely detached or maybe semi-detached is also a kind of in this realm too, but you know, it was you and your family, and you had your driveway, and you had your front yard and your backyard, and you had no touching walls, and you did whatever you want inside your home, and the only other people that you had to deal with were the people that were around you, your family, and or whoever else was living with you.
Yeah, yeah.
Remember those days, Moose? Remember when you did those things?
When I felt alive. Yeah, I remember.
When you felt alive and yeah. So on and so forth.
I miss feeling, Jonah.
Now, not always happy times. I'm not saying that a single family home is going to automatically bring you happiness. I know that everyone has like different upbringings and so on and so forth, et cetera, et cetera. I get all that. But what I am saying is that you were able to do that and not necessarily worry about your neighbors complaining. There are some situations where you'd have to worry, like if you're doing stuff outside or if you're really loud, you have like a really crazy party and it's like, wow, like even your neighbors are like even noticing that. Like, I get that. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about I don't have to listen to you foot stomping above me for 8 hours a day because you don't know how to carry your body weight across the floor or something, right?
100%. 100.
So now, fast forward to the 2020s. The 20s, where we thought they'd be roaring again, where everyone would have their own home and, you know, everyone went to college and graduated and has no college debt and paid it all off and have good jobs and making good money and eggs don't cost $8 a egg. Except that isn't what happened. What happened is all of those things happened. We don't have affordable housing. Our groceries are expensive, like we were mentioning before. And because everything is unaffordable and people are in debt up to their eyeballs, just sometimes purely from college, or maybe not even in debt at all. Now we're all forced to live in apartments. And I don't think that everyone has the self-awareness or the training or the experience or whatever you want to call it to know how to live around other people in close quarters.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah.
Is that, am I imagining things?
No.
Do you feel, because I'm assuming that you've lived in apartments ever since you left home.
Yes and no.
So let's get a little bit of back. What other kind of housing have you lived in besides an apartment?
Basement suite, a home, two homes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, two homes and a basement suite. Yeah. Actually, two homes and two basement suites.
I would probably loop the basement suite into apartment living, unless if you knew them.
Heard. No, I didn't. Not at all.
Okay.
So then two homes, yeah.
Because you still have to, you know, you're sharing roofs in that case.
Yeah. Floor. Yeah. No, I get it. Yeah.
And
absolutely. Yeah.
It just seems to me that it's gotten worse over the last few years. I've lived in an apartment for the most part.
It's gotten worse, actually. I agree.
Yeah, I
feel it too out here. Yeah.
Let's see. I left home.
Why, Thedge? What happened to the human race?
I mean, I lived in a dorm and didn't have this many problems.
Oh, my God, yeah.
I lived in a dorm, and I mean, yeah, there was, like, stuff that happened, but, you know, I don't know. After that, I lived in an apartment, then a house, then I moved back home, then an apartment.
Yeah.
And then another apartment, and then a townhome. So it shared a wall, but we actually, what was interesting is I actually had the foresight back then, because it was my friend at the time who was buying a townhome.
Right.
And one of the things that came up is it was like, well, you know, we don't know about noise. And then the realtor was like, well, ironically enough, the unit that's next door is also on the market too, and I have keys to it. Why don't we just go over there and check? And it was funny because, so there's no one above you and below you, but it was homes that were just, you know, it was townhomes, so, you know, they were row houses basically. Okay. So we went into the other unit. It was staged or furnished. I don't know which one of the two. So we turned on the TV and we turned it on to its max volume.
Okay.
And we walked over to the other townhome and you couldn't hear it.
Lit.
At all. You had to put your ear on the wall, and even then it was like, it was so faint. And the realtor was like, are we good? Like,
but did you try blood curdling screams? At 3 a.m.? No? Oh, okay. Damn.
Did not try that. No. We probably should have tried that, but it ended up being fine. I think he still has that townhome too. I don't know if he still lives there or not.
Oh, hey, townhomes are fucking vibe, man.
They can be when they're built well, like that. Correct. You know what I mean? It just seems like that since, you know, there was that, and then I've lived in apartments since then, and it seems like that one or two things has happened simultaneously. I feel like the, not necessarily the quality of construction, because quality of construction consists of a lot of different things. The attention to sound mitigation has gone down in anything but the most luxurious buildings.
Okay.
You know, like, multi hundreds of thousands to millions of dollars, or I guess these days. Absolutely. I guess that back then it was that these days it's like, no, it has to be north of a million. or a super high rent kind of a thing, you know, 8, 9, 10,000 a month, right? I think that's gone out the window. And at the same time, at the cross section of people now renting more because either they find it as a better lifestyle for them because they just simply don't want to buy a home, or they can't buy a home.
Right.
And both of those happening at the same time is causing issues. It's causing issues with people who are both not really understanding the kind of effect that they have on other people when they don't pay attention to what they are doing and how it affects other people. And then people who are also overly sensitive to certain things.
100. Oh my God.
You have an experience with the oversensitivity, I hear.
Yeah. Yeah. It is. It's not a fun time. Not a fun time. It's not a vibey time, that.
That's what I mean, though. It's like, What do we do, Moose? How do we fix this?
I don't want to sound like a doomer, but I don't think there is a fix.
How do we know we have to be able to fix it somehow?
Yeah. Well, is, here we are, though.
Is construction really that expensive, or is it that?
No, I don't think for me personally, right? I don't think the construction style has gone down. I don't think it's like, at least for out here, multiple of the places I've been in are not terrible with noise. They could be better, though. Absolutely. They're not perfect. They could and should be better, but they're not terrible. Now I've been blessed to be limited to newer apartments.
But you see, newer doesn't necessarily, that's my point. Newer doesn't necessarily mean better.
Right,
as
exactly.
Far as sound.
And I still think it could be better, absolutely. And should be.
But it really should be.
It's not terrible. You know what I mean? Like, it's not discouraging. It's not terrible. Mm-hmm. So, you know. But
what are some of the things that you here living in an apartment, inside of your own apartment, either in the current one or previous ones, if anything?
Just footsteps upstairs, just like noises, bangs at, yeah, that's pretty much it.
Do you hear footsteps now in your current apartment?
No, it's, yeah, 100%. Really? But not, and again, I don't know what their lifestyle is upstairs, right? But it's not to a point where it's obnoxious and annoying. It is when it does occur at midnight, which unfortunately has happened, but we have great built-in management here. That is like on top of it, and they keep somebody until midnight for those people that are not behaving after hours. So we have management that's on top of it when it comes to noise.
Is your building, is it a taller building? Is it a high rise?
We're on the 15th floor.
So and, that would have to be made out of concrete. The floors would have to be concrete then.
Okay. Heard.
And you can still hear the footsteps 415, above you.
And I think there's 20 floors in this building, or 19 or something. 20 maybe, though, I think.
I'm not going to lie. That's actually kind of eye-opening to me, because one of the things that I was going to say is I think part of my problem is I've always lived in wood frame construction buildings, and I always felt like if I ever went into a tower, there's a building... There are building codes where it restricts the height of the building and of wood frame buildings, and at some point it needs to be it needs to be concrete, right? And I always figured if I ever moved into a building that had concrete floors, then I could at least remove the issue of footsteps above me. But it doesn't sound like that's the case.
Nope,
and I'm completely
not at all
wrong about that.
Because footsteps are a thing I've heard in upstairs above us in every apartment I've ever lived in. Every apartment I've ever lived in they're all concrete. Yeah. Every single one.
That is amazing.
So,
very eye opening.
Or I assume have... would be concrete, right? Like just based on the structure and the date of it. So,
yeah, exactly. I have not.
heard. Okay. Perfect.
So I guess it really just depends on who's above you.
Yeah, and that's the other thing too. It's like I feel like people aren't conscious of those around them, right? They're either, like you said, they're too hypersensitive, and they think everything has to be quiet. If they hear even one noise, they need to complain. But or people are just not sensitive to the fact that they're living around people, and or they just don't care, right? They're like,
I was gonna say, you don't like it. I think there's a level of people who don't care.
Yep, absolutely. I would say that would make up the majority, in my opinion. If you don't like it, then don't live in an apartment, you know?
Right.
Despite the fact that it's not feasible for everybody, but that's not their mentality.
Right. And I guess that's my point, is it still kind of gets core to my point, which is like, I think that we're all right. I think it's like, yeah, you're going to hear some noise in an apartment, 100%. Mm-hmm. Yep. And at the same time, you know, you cannot be overly sensitive. You just got to like... You have to learn to live around people. And it's like, if we are saying that it's going to, like, if this is going to be the style of life that we all have to, like, live in, like, it's, these luxury buildings that are all, like, you know, and I do say quote-unquote luxury because not all of them are just... I guess the luxury part is not being on the street.
Yeah.
It's like luxury.
You're not homeless.
As like we have to. I don't think people are talking about this enough personally. And you know, if people want to call me the overly sensitive one, go ahead, call me. I've been called worse. But I don't think that I'm being overly sensitive about the things that I'm referring to, because I know that I am supposed to hear things. Like I said, I've lived in apartments ever since I left my parents' home, which has now been over 20 years. And I've had varying levels of issues, right? I think the number one issue that I have is like people really just being completely unaware of where they live, right? Like, I'm going to hear you. Yes, that does not mean that you need to break out the weight set and do a 45-minute set of jumping up and down on a floor that's going to vibrate my entire ceiling for, you know, however long at any time of the day. I don't care if it's 8 a.m. or 8 p.m. And if I come to you and I say, like, hey, like, can we have a conversation about this? You should at least be receptive to hearing me out. You know what I mean? It's like, it's ridiculous. Absolutely.
Yeah.
See, this is the reason why, Moose. This is the reason why, because I don't want to make this a complaint cast. Because people are gonna be like, oh my god,
whatever.
He's just complaining about noise all the time.
You should just buy a home like I did back in my day.
Have you noticed, Moose, that whenever you look at an apartment available in a building, that mm-hmm. the top floor is always unavailable?
Yep, absolutely. Am I surprised?
I wonder why.
Well, so am I surprised? Not one bit, and I'll tell you why for two reasons. Yeah, one, obviously, mm-hmm. because then you just avoid everything. It's dope, despite the fact that you do still will have people here. But the other thing is that majority of those are considered penthouse suites, and that is not affordable to the average person here one bit. If you compare a penthouse suite to a regular suite, and I'm talking like majority of the buildings here. Majority, it's penthouse suites is what they are.
Yeah,
they're not affordable.
The majority of buildings in your area are high rises, though, and you're right. That is a thing,
yeah.
Right? Because since it's a high rise,
but even like it doesn't seem that the date of construction matters. So it's not a newer thing.
No, you know what I mean? It's not a newer thing, but I think it's a height thing.
I could say that
as far as like it being like that.
We're not the tallest, though, at 20 stories here. We're actually quite small by certain standards, the apartment that I'm living in currently. And it has
two
levels of penthouses, which is crazy because I thought...
Because even lower-rise buildings... So, like, our building is four floors tall. It's four stories.
Yeah.
And any building that I've ever looked at that's, like, you know, between two and five stories tall...
Right.
The top floor is usually unavailable, and when something does come available, it's always more expensive than the rest of the floors. And they're not always considered penthouses because sometimes they're apartment blocks, so they're not like a high-rise building.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
Although I have noticed that in some apartment block buildings that have like a fifth and sixth floor, they will label the fifth and sixth floor PH1, PH2.
Yeah, there we go.
Which is weird because there was actually one building that I did look at in New York, in New Rochelle, that had a PH1 and PH2. And for some reason, the apartments that were up there were not any more expensive than the rest of the building.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, this is weird. And then it turns out, I looked at the Google reviews and a lot of people were saying that the elevators were broken a lot. And I'm like,
there you go.
Yeah. Catch me coming home one day to in a 30th floor apartment and them telling me they built the elevators are broken. I'm like, so you going to carry me up the stairs because I ain't walking up 30 flights of stairs to get to my apartment.
Jesus Christ. Hell no. Hell nah.
That's insane.
It really is. But hey, at least you caught that, you know, before.
Yeah. That is one thing. I mean, one thing that puts me off about living in a high rise is the elevator situation and a fire situation.
Heard.
I know that things are like supposedly not made to be burning as well in a high rise, but then we always see like
it's much safer. Yeah.
It's much safer, but then you get those one-offs, and I know that they're one-offs, but it still makes me go, but what if I live in the one-off?
Yeah. Hey, that's, you know, it's absolutely, it's the same thing for like, you know, taking a plane, flying the, you know, going on a flight.
You can't live your life like that.
Safe. Yeah, exactly.
Blah, blah, blah. I get
it. Exactly.
So, so, yeah, I am... It's very fascinating. That's very eye-opening that you told me that you could still hear people above you, even in a concrete construction building. Also, how heavy are you walking to
Yeah, I wondered about that, but then I was like, I just assumed that naturally, because it's happened on every apartment, some worse, some not so worse, that I was just like, oh, this is just how it is. You know what I mean? It's not like how they're walking. It's just, this is just how it is, you know?
I would also like to be clear that, because someone's going to be like, oh, Jonah, you didn't realize that concrete, that sound transfers through concrete. Yes, I do understand that that is a thing. I would expect in a concrete construction building to hear people dropping things. Like, I could see that, because it's, especially if it's something that's like solid, because you've got two solids coming together. Yep. And so that's going to create a noise. But walking? Oh, you know? My goodness. Okay. So then...
More you know, Thadj.
So then, why do we not just build these buildings to be able to muffle sound more? Where you hear less of it. What's stopping us?
Government.
The government. The government is, this is a conspiracy. The government don't want us to try to make living in apartments versus that way we buy more homes and we can pay more property taxes and therefore do.
Government.
So yeah, there you go. Simple answer, yeah.
That's totally it. No, you're right. Yeah. I would love to live in a place where we could have conversations with our neighbors in an open, honest way that's non-accusatory, and being able to say, how can we coexist together over the next X amount of time?
Because we missed the turn off for that universe way back.
Yeah.
You know? That ship has sailed.
Oh. Speaking of universes.
Yep.
The Twitch universe.
Yes, Thadj, what about it? what about it, Jonah? What specifically about it? What one fact? What specific detail?
Oh, I guess there isn't really one specific thing. I mean, Twitch is sort of like
next conversation. No.
It is a universe after all. It's just sort of all over the place.
It is, absolutely.
Like the universe. Oh,
Yeah.
What's the current state of the union of Twitch? Not with your stream, but just in general. Like, do you have any thoughts on like engagement right now, like viewership on like just anything like that, like post, like now that we're like, I guess, fully out of the pre-pandemic era, and we're now in the, I guess, post-pandemic era. Is it still absolutely a pandemic?
Nah. I don't think so.
Did we get the official all clear?
Yeah, I think it's... I mean, like, it still exists, but it's not a pandemic anymore, I don't think. Yeah.
No.
That would be my thought on it.
Because there was a huge surge during the pandemic. I mean...
Yeah, absolutely, because everybody's stuck at home.
That's when we became streamers. That's when we spent...
Yeah, I was a little bit after it, but yeah, for sure.
You were after, like, the initial lockdown stuff, but it was still very much a people were at home kind of a
That's
thing.
Fair. Yeah, that's fair. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Do you think it's down, Thadj? Do you think engagement is down?
It feels like
people,
it.
There's less people around.
It is that how you feeling? It feels like there's less new people.
Okay.
And it's the people that It's like the same people that were around when the surge happened, kind of a thing, if that makes sense.
Okay. Yeah. No, I got you. I see what you're putting down. Yeah, it feels definitely way not the good. I don't know, just feels, yeah, feels not the same, you know? Feels different.
Because I know, and at one point, yeah. And then I'll pause for a second and say, I can't remember if this was something that was public or not, so feel free to say, yeah, nah. Yeah, but I remember you saying something about your it, this was at some point, and then obviously you sort of like kind of gone back on that, but I don't 100% know if you've gone back on it, because I haven't talked to you about it since you said it. But basically it was something along the lines of, Twitch doesn't feel the same, YouTube is kind of more the vibe. And so I don't know if those feelings are still the same or not, or
I do. Yeah. Like, I enjoy YouTube, but yeah, I think the more I think about it, I do enjoy Twitch kind of more, but, YouTube is a good vibe for, like, you should be probably doing YouTube content and not just relying on Twitch. Like, I don't think Twitch is dying, like people will say for, you know, the clickbait title, Twitch is dying, you know. But it's definitely down, and I see that on tons of channels. There's channels that break that mold, right? There's channels that I've seen, newer channels that are just absolutely popping off right now.
Yeah, there will always be those channels, right?
Yeah, 100%. 100%. But yeah, there are channels where it's like, you know, where it's does feel like it's, I don't know, engagement's down, or it's just, yeah, just down overall, you know?
And
yeah, and I've talked about it with other,
Are you gauging, engagement? I was thinking, I was like, why does this sound weird? But yeah, that's the phrase. Are you gauging engagement based off of chat interaction or other things?
Average viewers, I would say.
Average viewers. Okay. Got it.
Which doesn't always necessarily, like, you can have 100 viewers and have a quiet chat. It's just more so that, like, I don't know. I feel like the numbers overall are down on Twitch, if that makes sense. Like, the average viewers, yeah, no, it just feels like it's less, you know?
But you were saying that you had some conversations with other streamers.
Yeah, that feel the same. Kind of like that it's just that it's kind of happening to a lot of people. More so the smaller streamers. The established ones are fine, right? But yeah, more so with the smaller streamers, that it's just like it can be hit or miss. Some days are great, other days it's just, yeah, not there fully, you know?
Heard.
So
yeah, I can definitely feel that. I mean,
but engagement, I don't know, it's an interesting one, you know. It's an interesting one, because it doesn't, like, I don't know, it goes back to, like, lurkers are the lifeblood of Twitch, so shout out to all the lurkers, you know. But
absolutely,
it engagement's interesting, you know. It's a tough one. I don't think anybody ever fully figures it out. You know, so but yeah, what's your thoughts, Thatch? How do you feel about it?
The same.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
But then I always wonder if it's like, know what I go back to? It's like, okay, so my numbers are down, right? And then I go to, like, I always feel like it's like, I look at somebody and I'm like, you know, maybe their numbers are up, right? And mine are down. And I'm always just like, damn, what am I doing wrong? You know what I mean? Like, that's what instantly.
But when you look, are their numbers actually up, or are they numbers down too?
In some cases up, in some cases down.
Yeah, so it just depends, right?
Yeah.
I guess
absolutely.
One would have to look to see what are the people doing differently.
Right.
The numbers
up
people versus the numbers down people.
Absolutely. Yeah, yeah, 100%. 100%.
And that could be That could be a spiral, depending on how you address it.
I could see that, yeah. I could see that. A good, nice, calm spiral, yeah?
Exactly.
Nice and peaceful, you know?
Well, if I look at Sully Gnome, which is, you know, it's, you know, very Sully. Accurate. Very, you know.
Some would say it's the most accurate, actually.
If you look at a period between December 2018 and December 2023, overall up. But if you look at the line graph, well, it's basically overall up. It looks like there was like 1.9 million peak views that day, 1.3 average viewers. And then you look at like now, and it's like 4 million and 2 million.
Okay.
And you can very clearly see in 2020 where it rose. So before that, it was basically 1.7, 2.1, 2, you know, 2.6, 1.9, 1.8. You know, all right. And then 2020, it shoots up to 3 and 2 and 4 million. Then there was a surge in like the early part of March 2021. And then it backed off a little bit, and it just basically went back down to the numbers from right around when the pandemic started. So where we are now, it's about where we were when the pandemic started. It's a little up from then. But overall, the entire period from when the pandemic started until now is up than where it was before the pandemic started, which was basically kind of hovering. And that's just looking at viewers. That's not getting anything else. And that's just like a really like quick look at like a graph that I'm looking at on their page that I've just sort of like pulled together. And then if you look at over the last year, so if you say, well, let's look at the last 365 days. So from now to 365 days before now, right? It does show that it's been down, at least as far as hours watched, average viewers, and peak viewers. I feel like hours watched is probably the most important metric, I would say. I don't know. Is it hours watched or is it viewers most important?
Yeah, I don't know if it is hours watched. Yeah. I mean they both have an impact, but yeah, maybe
it depends on the context.
Yeah. Yeah.
It would be interesting if like average viewers and stuff were down, but hours watched was stagnant. You know?
That would be, I would almost say that, I don't know, for me, I would almost say that average viewers is, I kind of want to say, more important.
Well, good news. They're both down 2.7%. So it looks like
perfect.
It looks like as average viewers have gone down, hours watched has gone down with in the exact same percentage, just in lockstep with it. At least over the last, you know, 365 days. But what's interesting is that streams and channels are up a little bit. Streams are up 0.8%, so, you know, like actual streams. But average channels are up 5%. So there are 5% more channels that have come up, that have come online in the last year. 96,178 new channels. Which is interesting. Game streamed is also up
a lot, eh? Doesn't that feel like a lot?
It does. It especially feels up when you consider, like, if channels went up 5%, but average viewers and hours watched went down 2.7%, that means that there are more people to stream to less people.
Right, okay. Yeah, which is not ideal. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that's not...
It's a little bit of a dilution. Yeah. Not a delusion, yeah. But like a dilution. Yeah.
Exactly.
And also more games, there's 8% more games being streamed. I don't know if that means that there are 8% more games on Twitch, or if that just means that... Because, I mean, there's definitely categories that go unstreamed in. And so maybe it could either be new people streaming new games, it could be the same people streaming more of a variety kind of a thing.
Right.
What is a viewer ratio? What does that mean? Viewer to channel ratio compared to previous viewer to rate on average. Point nine. What does that mean? Viewer to channel ratio. Someone is yelling at me right now saying, "We for real?"
They've got the yeah. They've got the answer, Thad.
I know it's math. I just don't know what the ratio of what, viewers to channel or channel to viewers or
maybe
that's view. It says 25.89. I guess that's viewers to channel, I suppose.
Yeah.
I don't know. Anyway, what was the point of all of this? I don't know. I'm just talking. I feel. So what's interesting is over the last year, it's down 2.7%, but over the last 30 days, it's up 6%. So it's and I mean, everything is up, like hours watched, viewers, peak views, streams, like everything is up. So, sorry, average channel, I read wrong. I read that wrong.
Maybe what's that?
It's not 96,000 new channels. It means that over the course of the last 365 days, there was an average of 96,000 channels that streamed.
Oh, okay. That still feels like a shit ton. Jesus Christ.
Well, in the last 30 days, it's been 108,000. It's up 3.4%. So.
Does explain why it's hard to grow, eh? You know?
I mean, it could be an indicator of a lack of growth. It may not be the reason why. I mean, historically, we and everyone have always complained about the lack of discoverability on Twitch, right?
Well, it's... I don't think the discoverability is that bad on Twitch, if I'm going to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's... And it's significantly better than YouTube. Significantly
really?
Better. Oh yeah, 100% for sure. Yeah, absolutely.
You do realize that you're in the minority of that when people think of it the other way around.
That but discoverability is better on YouTube?
Yeah, a lot of people. I haven't
met anybody who's like been really pro YouTube discoverability. Yeah. So it's interesting to hear.
Well,
I guess, which makes sense.
I guess also I'm comparing, which is not a good comparison. I'm comparing the discoverability of a YouTube video as to a live stream, not a live YouTube stream to a live Twitch stream, and that's probably not the best comparison.
No, I'm more so talking about like a YouTube stream.
So you're talking about a live YouTube stream. Yeah. Okay.
Compared to a live Twitch is better.
And that is, yeah. I think most people would agree that discoverability for a live stream on Twitch is definitely better.
Fair.
That's because Twitch is live streaming first. Like, that's what they're about, right?
Exactly. And oh, for sure. Yeah, totally agree. It's like their thing. But, I mean, YouTube had a chance to really get in there, and they just chose not to. But, again, that's not their wheelhouse, so you can't necessarily blame them. Be like, oh, well, why didn't they try more? Well, you know, it's not really what their platform's about, you know?
Yeah.
So you can't fault necessarily. Yeah, no.
No, I hear you. I guess not comparing it to another streaming platform. Why do you feel like discoverability on Twitch isn't as bad as people think?
Because I can just search up a category, right? I can just go to like a certain category and just, you know, scroll and find somebody. I just think it's like people will search for the things that they're looking for and they'll scroll through. Sure, it might be harder if you're much lower down, you know, but that's, I don't really know how they change that much. Yeah, I don't know. It's just like in my own experience, I've never really had an issue of like, I found a lot of new people just by category scrolling, you know, like sometimes I'll just be like, oh, none of the people I'm looking for today are on. Right. And they'll just category scroll and find somebody, you know? And then there's like, you know, other people like Cuboid all the time will be like, oh, check this out. New city streamer. And it's like, well, how did he find them? Cities category, scroll them, you know?
Because Q never turns off his computer.
Yeah, that's true.
Is literally always, he has a tab of cities one pulled up, and then he has like,
yeah,
I don't know, Visual Basic in another tab.
Yeah, 100%. 100%, you know?
Love you, Q. Do you think that... scratch that. Just to kind of to bounce off of what you just said, I guess when people say that discoverability isn't as good, I think what people are looking for is instead of having to search for something, having it served up to them, which, I mean, Twitch does do that. I don't know. Actually, that's actually a very good point. I am always falling into the trope of, yeah, discoverability isn't great on Twitch, but I guess, what do we mean by that? If anyone's listening and, you know, your thought of is that Twitch is not good on discoverability, let us know. Why? Why do you think that? Because
I don't think it's terrible, and I just don't know what they would improve or do better. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because I think discoverability, no matter the platform, is always going to be an issue. There is no solution. There's just not. And it's like, I think people need to also just accept that there's like, there's no solution, but there is ways. And like, I'm just going to be honest. And people say this too, like the content creators who I'm thinking of about this literally have said this, that like, sometimes people just get lucky. It happens, you know? It fucking happens. You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't, I don't mean to detract from their hard work, right? Oh. I'm not saying that they didn't work hard. Sure. I'm just saying that people get lucky in life. You know what I mean? Shit happens. And you cannot just be like, oh, why am I not like, you know what I mean? Why can't this just happen to me? It's like, maybe it was the right time for them. Maybe it was the right category at the right time. You know, the right game at the right time. You know what I mean? Like, there's just all these factors where it's like, it just happens. You know what I mean? It just happens sometimes.
No, you're 100% right. You have to put in the hard work, and then by luck,
absolutely,
you get discovered, which then people discover your hard work. And then that carries you past the luck part. But you still, in a lot of cases, have to have the luck part. You know, in even that, and that doesn't mean, you know, I'll do your content and then just sit back and wait for people to discover you. It's like, it's like part of that hard work is, you know, marketing yourself and getting yourself out there and doing things and people discovering you and your name and all that things, right? But also too, I guess maybe the idea of live streaming content creation on Twitch and or YouTube may be changing a little bit, possibly. I don't know if it feels there is a little bit of a change. I don't know what it is. I can't put my finger on it. It just feels like
it does feel like something. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Cause it's like
a shift or something, you know,
it's like, it's not even that anymore. It's like, you know, there's something else that like, it's, you can't just market yourself anymore and then just get people to discover you and watch you anymore. I don't know what further to add to that, except just to say that it just feels different now.
And it does feel different. Absolutely. I would agree with that.
He says, after being at Twitch for only 4 years.
Well, it does. Oh my God. It feels so different in the last 4 years. I mean, you can attribute it to the fact that, like, look at what we've all gone through, you know?
Yeah.
It's not going to feel the way it felt. I mean, you hear people saying all the time that it doesn't, like, look back on like 2019, it's like the golden year. You know what I mean? And it's not going to feel the same, right? But yeah, in the 4 years alone, for sure, Twitch feels, well, I almost want to say, like, drastically different than what it did before, you know? It's
those darn hot tub streamers, they're coming in and messing up our good, wholesome platform here. We don't need them hot tub streamers in here.
Hot tub streamers get in the goat. I've been tempted because I've said it for years. The one thing that the City Skylines community needs is a Amaranth, and I think I'm ready.
We kind of had that already. Did you not see the guy that would stream with his shirt off sometimes?
Oh, no, I did not. No, Jonah, not imagine sometimes. Not sending me that link.
Thatch. He would, not sometimes. I think he streams with his shirt off and he would play Cities sometimes. I haven't seen him in category in a hot minute. I don't know if he still streams or not. But
Okay, heard.
There was a time when I clicked on the stream and then I said, you know what? I'll bite. You know, I'll follow. I followed for like 10 minutes and then I realized, no. And it wasn't because it was his personality. I felt like it wasn't just someone who liked Cities who just had their shirt off and was just sort of like memeing it, but also like completely serious about it. It felt like that they just had like no respect for the game at all. I'm going to sound like one of these people, but I'm going to say it. He had no respect for the game and he was just trying to get followers from the community and grow his channel. God darn it. Respect the game.
Well.
I know. I'm sorry. I apologize. I'm being
No. Oh, my dang it. Thatch, please. Listen, I'm just saying, why did you not send it to me? You know what I mean?
I don't.
But no, it's.
Would I send that to you? I don't know. Maybe I did. Maybe you just forgot.
Yeah, actually, that's probably what it is.
Is the platform oversaturated? Yes or no? That's the only answer you can give.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you heard it here first.
I don't think that should stunt you or that's going to impact your growth. Again, there's still some people that struggle, and then there's other people that are not doing so bad that I'm seeing grow. But I will say that the growth for it, right? It's tough, but if I look at my own experience, right? My own experiences from this, from streaming, from watching streams, I stand behind the fact that it is oversaturated because when I go on Twitch, I get overwhelmed. And it's becoming more and more common. Now, is that because I've branched out? I've found new communities. Sure, absolutely. But I do get overwhelmed. And then if we think about that, I'm clearly not, I would imagine I'm not the only one that feels overwhelmed, you know, opening Twitch sometimes. And so if I'm like, you know what, I want to support this channel, whatever, I'm just like not going to check it out today because I'm just overwhelmed. I just need to not be on Twitch. It's too much going on, right? Think of how many other people feel that way. And then that's also going to impact your stuff. So I think you can still absolutely grow on it. It's just, yeah, I absolutely think it's oversaturated because I feel it. I feel it. I feel overwhelmed when I open up Twitch sometimes, you know? And
I have a
hypothesis. But I don't think that's fully a negative. You know what I mean? Like, that's my point. Is I don't feel like that's... Is it a negative to a degree? Sure. Is it a complete detractor? Not totally, I guess. Because you also think about, like...
getting into.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I have 100%. A hypothesis. And I did just make up that word, and you're welcome.
Okay, heard.
Maybe part of what's happening is that you have a group of people who are sort of finding their communities, and there's only so much that you can give, and those communities are so much of a community, and then they have, like, you know, it's like their online friends and cliques and things, and then they have, like, their real life family and friends and stuff, or maybe not, but they still have, like, that group, and there's only so many groups of people that you can, you know, open up your heart to and exert that energy towards, kind of a thing, right?
Yeah.
Because it becomes, because like you said, you feel like that you get overwhelmed, and it's like, I think there's like the, it's like the overwhelming part is a little bit of the anticipation or the frustration of not being everywhere at the same time and missing out on something, or I don't know, something along those lines. Like you feel like, okay, now I got to be here, I got to be there. And you want to be. It's not like you feel like you have to be. It's like you want to be. And then it's like around every corner, you find like another cool person, and another cool person, another person, and just like, oh my goodness. It's like, how many cool people am I going to find that I want to be around? Because you wouldn't be exposed to these people IRL and without the internet helping, right?
Yeah. Yeah. It's, Yeah. You know?
Maybe. I could be way off base, too.
I don't think you are. And do you know why I don't think you are?
Why?
Because, Thatch, think about this. How long you been streaming? What are we at 3 now?
Years.
How long? There you go. Now, and people might be like, well, 3 years. That's, you know, that's a short time.
Compared to really, Jedi, man. It's nothing.
Yeah, but we don't need to compare to that. You know what I mean? Because
right.
3 years, Thatch, you should be proud. In 3 years, you started streaming and you stuck with it. There were breaks, sure. But at the end of the day, you stuck with it. So I would say that you absolutely know what you're talking about. You know what I mean? Like you're educated on this. You've been doing it. And if you do something for 3 years, you're going to be knowledgeable on it. There's always more to learn, sure, but you're knowledgeable on it. And so I don't think, you know, I think the stuff that you're saying is well, it's coming from a place where you've, you know, you've experienced these things and you can talk on it because you've experienced it, and that your opinions are kind of, they're based in like factuality to a degree. You know what I mean? We can hypothesize, sure, but they're based in reality because you've done this. You know what I mean? You've been through this and you're going through it, right? And so, yeah, I don't know. I think it's there's a reality basis in it. You know what I mean? In the points that you're saying. So I all of this is just to say that I don't think you're completely, you know, like you just said, I don't think you're completely off base. You know what I mean? Because I
not
know
completely wrong, but
yeah,
I don't
yeah.
agree.
No. Well, you know. But
you're not wrong. It's just I don't know. I don't have all the answers, but it's just things that I like that I observe lots of things, and I just like to talk about things that I observe sometimes. So yeah. That's why sometimes I know that like observations are not always they're a very one-sided thing, right? And you're only going off of what you can see, I guess. There is definitely I will say there's definitely many, many years of streams and of experience and streamers and other things before us that have occurred way before even Twitch was a thing. I mean, it was a thing, but it was called Justin TV, and then it was Twitch, and it was bought up by Amazon and all those things. And so, because I think that was the order. I don't know if Amazon bought them and then it became Twitch. I'm pretty sure it was the other way around.
Right.
And then there's Kick coming in to dilute things a bit. How is Kick doing?
Yeah, still doing pretty good. Yeah, I still see like really big streamers on it. Obviously, like one of the biggest creators, you know, always in the news for good or bad stuff is, you know, sorry, I'm blanking on his name. Aiden Ross, that's it. And he's arguably one of the biggest, you know what I mean? Like, if he were to be on Twitch, I would say that he'd be a top dog, you know what I mean? Based on views and stuff like that. So, yeah, no, Kick seems to be doing good.
Okay. Well, seems good for them. Doing good. I guess. I think.
They're, you know, love them or hate them. They're, you know, yeah, Kick seems to be doing fine. Again, not my type of platform, but hey, to the people that check it out, GG, you know, dude, check out the platforms that suit you, you know, so. But yeah, it's still vibing. It's still doing its thing.
Anyway. Is there anything else, Moose, that you wanted to... Did I say Miss Moose? I said anything else, Moose. Okay, I thought I said anything Miss Moose. Whatever. You know what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, I do. No, I'm good. I'm good. It seems like... that seems like a solid spot to wrap it up if we want, so it's not too crazy long, but also a decent length, so it's not too short. Yeah. I like that. I like around the 1 hour 30 to 2 hours. That's my sweet spot. I like that.
That is your sweet spot.
Yeah.
You like 1 hour 30?
Hell okay. Yeah. Yeah, it's just like if I think about like how I consume content, right? Yeah, it's the sweet spot for me. Yeah.
A little bit longer.
It can be longer. Yeah, like, but 1 hour 30 to 2 hours, that's fine. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. How about you, Thadge?
Listen.
Thadgeroni, are you good?
I am open for whatever length that you want to shove at me, okay? Just saying.
And that gets added to my notes.
You know what we didn't do last time that we ended?
Oh.
We didn't have an official ending.
Ourselves? Yeah.
We didn't plug ourselves. And also, hi, I'm Jonah.
Oh, hi, Jonah. How you doing today?
I'm good.
Oh, okay. Okay. That's cool.
And you are?
Dude, I don't even know, man.
We don't even know. That's for action, right?
we don't know, brother.
To be determined. The artist formerly known as Streamer.
Yeah. Not for now. Canadian Moose plays on all major platforms. Got some cool stuff cooking up. And back here on the Urban Theories podcast.
Did you change your name before or after we stopped recording? Maybe on the previous I have to go back and listen. I think on our previous recordings you are.
I think before. But
before.
Yeah, maybe.
Okay.
Because it was in the summer. Yeah, I think it was before. I think.
Well,
so.
The link tree is the same, so. It doesn't really matter too much.
Exactly.
About that. Yeah. But if one wanted to know where you are and catch your beautiful face and your creamy content, where could they find those things of you?
Canadian Moose plays on all platforms. twitch.tv/CanadianMoosePlays. Actually, I'm lying. It's not on all platforms. On Twitter, my name's too long, so it's CMoosePlays. Because Twitter decided to have a ridiculous... Yeah, everything about it is ridiculous. But on there, it's CMoosePlays.
You say Twitter, and it's next to ridiculous in the dictionary.
I know, isn't that crazy? That's that's shocker that it's the one that just whatever. Hey, screw it, right? We're going to have a different character limit because why the hell not? Or a character limit at all for somebody's gosh dang username.
For the name.
You know?
Your name isn't even that long.
Yeah, exactly. So imagine other creators, Jesus Christ. Yeah.
They'd have to have something completely different.
That's Twitter though. So yeah, you know. How about you, Theaj?
You can Theaj, find me.
I want to find you. Where can I find you?
You can find me on twitch.tv/thejonah. T-H-A.
Hell yeah. Cool.
Like the, just like it sounds.
Yeah. It's cool.
Could you find me on YouTube under the same name? Sure. Are you going to see anything new and interesting there? No. But you can find me there.
Yeah, but there's some pretty vibey time lapses, though.
Yes, the same time lapses that have been there since I posted them.
Yeah, but maybe you need another hit of them, you know?
Well,
maybe somebody out there is like, I need another hit, but I forgot the name.
I gotta figure out what I want to do for that. I don't know if I want to do that kind of content for my YouTubes, or if I want to do any content for YouTubes. We'll see.
Yeah, there's nobody. Best thing about it, nobody's forcing you to. You know, you do what makes you happy and what you want to do. Ain't
exactly.
Nobody gonna force you to do anything. You know what I mean?
Ain't nobody gonna force me to make a video, make me hit press play. Ain't nobody.
Yeah, exactly.
Ain't nobody.
You know?
Nobody.
Well, see you next week.
Well. Did I mention
there we go, Thatch.
And my butt hurts again.
Does it actually?